Dressage is the ultimate expression of horse and human in harmony. Norfolk rider and dressage judge Penelope Lucas explains.
When and how did you first start riding?
In the 60s, parents generally had two options for their children to learn deportment, either ballet or riding lessons. I was a frail, nervous child and didn't stand up straight, so aged 8, I was taken to a farm close by and sat on a black Shetland pony called Seamus. I had to sit up or I would have fallen off. I discovered from that moment that there is something exhilarating about riding. For a child, it's a partnership with an animal much bigger than oneself, and particularly the freedom to roam wherever you wish.
Did you grow up in a horsey part of the country or in a horsey family?
I was born in Birmingham and brought up in Solihull, a town between Birmingham and Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire. My parents were not horsey at all, both being from working-class backgrounds, but they worked hard and, like many at that time, were aspirational and wanted the best for their family. I knew I was very lucky that they could afford a one-hour riding lesson once a week at a reputable riding school. It was run by an older lady who was the daughter of a cavalry officer, and we were taught to ride the way the army rides, in quadrilles, sometimes without saddles, and occasionally without bridles too. I attended there for 6 years. It was marvellous training and taught me the importance of correctness and detail.
Your speciality is dressage. Can you explain in layman's terms what that is?
The word dressage literally means training. The rider trains the horse to understand the signals that the rider gives. These signals are called aids. The hands, the legs, the back and seat and the voice. With correct training, virtually any horse can compete and do well.
What is a dressage test?
A test is a series of ridden movements at the walk, trot and canter, performed either in straight lines or circles. The purpose of a test is to demonstrate that the horse and rider are receiving correct training and have formed a harmonious relationship. There are several levels: intro, prelim, novice, elementary, medium, advanced, and after that, pre-St George and Grand Prix. At the starting levels, the horse should have natural and unhurried paces and be calm, relaxed and obedient. At the higher levels, the horse must have reached a high degree of athletic development, be in perfect balance and in complete harmony with the rider to produce a performance of high definition with effortless ease and elegance.
What is it about dressage that appeals to you? Is it those super smart outfits?
I do like being smart. The outfits with top hats and tailcoats are for advanced, national and international competitions. So those of us at the lower levels wear a hat, jacket, breeches, boots and gloves. I like dressage competitions because it's not how expensive your horse is. It's all about your skill and communication with your horse.
What makes a good dressage horse?
Now there's a question. How long is a piece of string? That is the appeal of dressage competition. There is no set breed that is the best. It's all about the training that makes it so fascinating, though it is helpful if the horse has good conformation to start with.
You have a very handsome gelding. Tell us a bit about him.
Last year, I purchased a 10-year-old grey Connemara gelding called Little Gem, though he's known as Shrubs at home. He is a pleasure to own because he is so quiet. He has not done any pure dressage before, but he is responding to his training well. I'm hoping that in the future he will be good enough to be used by a para rider.
Not everyone can win Olympic gold, like Britain's Charlotte Dujardin in 2012. So what levels do people compete at and where? Are there many events in Norfolk?
The way competitions are structured is that they start at grassroots level, just walk and trot tests. Then, as the levels increase in complexity, so the movements required become progressively harder to perform correctly. There are a huge number of events held every year in Norfolk. Some competitions are affiliated to the British Dressage Group. These are for the riders who are serious and maybe professional. But for others, there are unaffiliated competitions, usually run by the BHS riding schools and large livery yards.
You are a dressage judge. How did that come about?
I've been judging grassroots level dressage since 1982. I used to ride for Solihull Riding Club and represent them in competitions in that area. The UK is broken down into areas for riding club competitions. Riding clubs are a national organisation and affiliated to the British Horse Society to promote good riding and horsemanship. Solihull Riding Club is a large club and known nationally and runs a lot of competitions at all levels. I was at the club one day and I think a judge dropped out and I was asked to step in, and I haven't stopped since. I did try and become a listed or qualified judge in 1984, but at that time there were many people who wished to become judges and the exams were a bit like accountancy, only the top percentage were approved. However, it's all changed now and there is a high demand currently, so I will try for the list again.
What do you look for when you're judging?
The horse and rider must be calm and relaxed. The scene should seem to be one of little effort on the part of the rider. The horse must be obedient and perform confidently and must use its hind legs to step under itself and remain in balance.
Do you prefer to be judging or riding?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I love both, of course. I think judging makes me a better rider and riding makes me a better judge.